Okay. So I'm here with Zini Wolf. It is Tuesday, November 25th. And so just wanted to check in about the past week, Zini, that you're practicing. And I know you weren't able to get a lot of practicing in, but did you feel that anything you worked on this week in your practicing got better?
I think the Kreutzer got a lot better.
The Kreutzer?
Yes.
Ah, okay. How did it get better? Like, what sort of techniques did you use?
I tried to use the sectioning out.
Okay, breaking up into chunks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like the,
cool.
That line with all the sharps and flat, the last two lines.
I know it well.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what in your practicing do you think remained difficult for you this week?
I think getting the F-flats.
F-flats?
Yeah, on the Kreutzer, when the low...
Oh, you mean F... Oh, yeah, F-naturals.
Oh, F-naturals.
Yeah. Okay. So that was difficult.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything you did to help you get those F-naturals?
Well, I put... like half steps or down and up arrows.
Ah, so you use the old...
Yes.
Ah, the old pencil. Okay, excellent.
If it's really important, like the trill on the gavotte, I circled it.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. Okay. Okay, cool, nice. Good idea. I should do that myself more often. Nice. When you were practicing this week, were there any times where you became so involved in what you were doing that sort of the outside world sort of faded to the background and you were just like thinking about that trill or you were thinking about that F natural and you were just sort of in the zone?
Yeah, sometimes when I was doing that last trill where you have to do a lot and then you have to do 2-1-2.
Well, can you show me what you mean? Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That one, I was getting frustrated with that one, so I was really concentrating on it.
Okay. And
in Kreutzer, when you had to shift and get the high notes, I was concentrating on the shifting back part.
Okay, and just everything seemed to, you were just like, that's cool,
cool. And when I was practicing my orchestra.
Okay, nice. And, so now some more philosophical questions. So why do you play the violin? And there's no right or wrong answer, keep in mind.
Okay. I play it to have, because I think that the music on the radio is just like music that other people are making for you to enjoy. But I think that music is really can be really part of someone's life, and it can make a difference.
Nice. And so, would you say so you're saying that's sort of why you play the violin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. And last question, and I know it's a tough one, but do you think you're a good violinist, and why, not?
Okay, why? And, I think it's just stretching out, I'll get to me, but I think that anybody could be a good or bad violinist. But it's really how much they try.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really want to get into like a higher orchestra group, it's not the people that that like practice like half time or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the people that like devote like maybe probably most or some of their pretty much maybe they practice a little bit, but they practice like 2 hours each.
Mm.
And they devote a lot of time to their violin. Mm-hmm.
And would you say you're one of those people?
I think that if everything goes good, like if I get my work done and everything, and when I pick up the violin, I usually stay on it until I work something out, like a kink or something.
Cool.
So I think I'm a pretty good one.
Nice. Well, thanks. So I just wanted to talk a little bit, and I'll probably check in with you in a couple months.
Okay.
So thanks, Zini. So this is Zini Wolf, and it is Tuesday, November 25th.